Stephen Andrew with you here on CFAX 1070. Pleasure to be with you this morning, and thanks for staying with us. We are now going to turn to what is being called by the company that created a quantum leap in aerospace safety technology. Joining us on the phone line now is the Chief Executive Officer of Star Navigation Systems Group from Toronto, Viraf Kapadia. Thanks for joining us, Viraf.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So I wanted to, why I was interested in this, because when I watch television reports on the planes going down, often the big issue is finding the big black box, right? That's going to have all the information on it. And very often, sometimes they can't even find the plane. But you have a system that is now, you're saying, is going to help that.
Absolutely. In fact, Star, which is a public company in Ontario, is a small company, but now it's getting bigger. We have been recognized by major players in the world, and also by major authorities in the world, like the French DGCA, also by the French government, and also with the European authorities. What we do is real-time monitoring of aircraft as the aircraft flies. This means possibly in the next few years, the black box can be there as a reserve system, but it's not going to be needed because as you mentioned, the black box carries everything. No, it doesn't. It only has a few parameters. It can probably have a few hundred parameters at the most, whereas with our system, if there is a possibility of an issue on the plane where it is inevitable it will crash, which is normally called T-minus 1 second, our system will transmit live the data over the satellite, and that information will be available on the ground within milliseconds or within seconds.
Well, why weren't we doing this before, Viraf?
Good question. The black box has been in the planes for over 70 years now.
So it's maybe just a case of tradition?
Absolutely. And when it comes to traditions like aviation, accounting, people are averse to changing software, changing hardware, things like that.
How did you come up with this idea, and how long did it take you to develop it?
I wish there was someone in the room who could pat my back. Just kidding. I actually thought about it while I was working with a VIP jet service in the Middle East. Whatever information I got from the crew, VIP jet crew, was never adequate enough, or sometimes it was misleading. So I thought, why can't we get the information off the aircraft while the aircraft is flying or after the flight?
Now, would this be information be available to the general public, or would it be something that would be encrypted and only available to those that would need to know?
Absolutely encrypted. It is not for the general public. I don't think Air Canada would like someone else to use their information, or American Airlines would like that. It goes to the people concerned. It's encrypted, and only people who have been given clearance can actually access that information.
And would this then be allowed to have airlines and air traffic controllers to monitor the entire plane's operation?
Not the air traffic controls for now, because the new generation probably in the next couple of years will have that. But the current box basically is a real-time monitoring. We call it the ISMS, in-flight safety monitoring system. It actually monitors all the information that comes from the various data buses or the computers in the aircraft, like the flight fault computer, the DFDR, the flight data acquisition unit, most of the information. I know it's technical, but that's what we would be able to access, and that information is sent to the ground while the plane is flying. God forbid if there is an issue, we are the not the reactive ones, we are the proactive ones. We do trend monitoring, and we probably will call in and say, our system would send the information down and say, possible issue. If it's something which is crucial, it will be immediately sent down. If it's not crucial, it will be looked at the next stopover when the aircraft is on the ground or things like that. We do proactive rather than real-time data reactive data monitoring.
Viraf, thank you very much for joining us. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir. And our ticker symbol is SNA on the TSX venture.
Thank you very much. Viraf Kapadia joining us on the line from Toronto.